Welcome to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Can you believe it, folks? It is our final show of the summer. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino along with Roman Oben as we take you through the final preparations for the Giants game against the New England Patriots tomorrow evening in Foxborough. And Roman, speaking of this game, the starters don't usually play a lot in that fourth preseason game, do they?
No, Paul. Typically, that last preseason game, for me offensively, you want to get a series, maybe two, and then you're off the field, and then you let the younger guys battle. So I don't see the starters playing a lot, but some of those younger starters, they're expected to get some more playing time this year. They may play a little bit longer, probably into halftime.
Guys like Flowers and Collins, of course. Let's get a look at the injury list as the Giants go into this preseason finale. Now, the new guy added is kicker Josh Brown. He's got himself a bruised leg, so the Giants went and signed Chris Boswell, who was cut just a short time ago. He's going to be with the team for the game tomorrow, and he is going to kick against New England. From what I understand, nothing too serious with Josh Brown, but the Giants need a kicker, and they don't want to make things worse going into the Dallas game opening day.
No, 100%. Josh Brown's been consistent. I mean, he's the oldest player on the team. So you've got to really protect him physically because you know what he can do from week 1 to week 16, hopefully to week 20.
Now, Roman, we all know that cutdown day just occurred yesterday. Teams had to get down to 75. Now, by Saturday at 4 o'clock, they've got to be down to 53. Then on Sunday at 1, they can start beginning to add the 10 practice squad guys. What is it like for a lot of these guys on the bubble right now?
Well, you look at the mindset of these guys, and obviously that's taken into consideration. 60, maybe 75% of the roster is probably made at this point, but the guys that have survived those last series of cuts, now you're looking at who's that fifth receiver, who's that extra running back, who's that special teams guy. So these guys are playing for their resumes, and this game goes on film for the other 31 teams to see. So you'll start to see guys sign on other teams as well.
Now, there's a BYU rookie linebacker on the Giants roster right now who continues to think of himself as a long shot. Uwani Unga has been a real terror the last couple of weeks during the preseason. He's made the cut to 75, and he's determined to make it all the way to the 53.
I've kind of put my family in a rough spot. I mean, I have three kids, and I haven't had a job for who knows how long. And so, I mean, we've been just going through this struggle with, I mean, we've had family help from my wife's family and my own, and that's how we've kind of got through this. But I'm just hoping this all works out. I told my wife and mom since I got hurt that we're just gonna be in this no matter how long it takes. I'm trying to get my shot and finally got it, and hoping it works out for the best.
Now, Unga is a 27-year-old rookie. Last year, he was out of football because of a torn ACL, but he had 143 tackles in his senior year at BYU. Led the nation, Roman. He gets around out there.
Yeah, I mean, here's a guy, you know, minus his injury, he could have been a third, fourth-round pick in the league, and that's why when Jerry re-signed him last year, this is really a low-risk, high-reward in terms of what this guy can do if he makes it. I mean, listen to that speech. Very emotional. Three kids, 27 years old, you know, older rookies from BYU. They go on that missions trip, so they're typically a little older. But again, I think everyone's rooting for him. But you look at his stats. I mean, how he's been playing. He's worked hard. He's good on special teams. So he's a guy that can contribute for sure.
Yeah, he had 8 tackles against the Jets last weekend. Now, another guy who a lot of people think was a long shot coming into camp is right now the fourth string running back. That's Orleans Darkwa. He runs hard, and the coach seems to like him.
I mean, look at what he did last year coming in, contributed late in the season because of a lot of injuries. This year, you hope there aren't as many injuries in the backfield. The backfield is packed, as you see. We've got Jennings, Andre Williams, Shane Vereen, who was signed. And, you know, he looks in that fourth guy. They've kept 4 backs in the past, maybe a fifth, maybe a fullback. But, again, special teams, I think, will be the key for Orleans Darkwa's contribution and ability to make that 53-man roster.
Now, when you look at Darkwa, he's run for nearly 100 yards combined over the course of the early preseason, also with a touchdown, over 4 yards a carry. He has certainly produced and, as you say, also a special teams guy. Now, if you flip it to the wide receivers, folks, there is a veteran on this roster who's trying to earn a spot. That would be James Jones. So far, he leads this team with 11 receptions and 148 receiving yards. What do you think of his chances?
Well, first of all, the obvious is his familiarity with the system being in Green Bay. But again, he's got good hands. He knows his routes. He's a great route runner. He's not a big, long guy in terms of those deep passes in the end zone, but he's good across the field. And again, he's a competent veteran receiver, and that's what you need out of a Jones.
Yeah, you looked at all those other guys, Washington, and there's Parker and there's Davis. The competition at wide receiver is really tough from amongst those guys at the back end of the depth chart. Hey, let's take a quick break for Sights and Sounds of training camp. We're winding things down, but things are still hot and heavy around here.
Oh, Mr. Cameraman, what's up, baby? I wanna see that right there?
That's all that matter. Look at that. Don't look at me.
Everything is orange. The mouthpiece, all Syracuse, to the orange Gatorade.
Woo! What is these cameras, man? Every time I turn around, it's a camera. Goodness gracious. I remember when I first came in the league, it was in black and white.
Let's go, fellas.
Thank you, sir. Give me some. Give me some.
There you go. There you go.
Man, get that camera
up. Yeah!
There we go, that got it.
Another day, baby, another day, baby.
We're building team first. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
I'm Hunt, you're a running back now, you just got tackled. Shake him!
Well,
shake him!
I get a flag there, man? Come on.
That's it. Good rhythm. Good rhythm. Good rhythm. Good rhythm. Here we go. Go.
Elbows here. Elbows here.
All that head shaking, that V shaking, that chest is right there in front of you, right? Go ahead on and jam him up. Because he can stand there and shake all he wants to. Two hand jam next to
him. Get out! Get out!
Some great stuff from training camp, but you know, no one around these parts works harder than the head coach, Tom Coughlin. He had a second to take a break and chat with our own Bob Papa. We'll listen in when we come back after this on Giants Training Camp Live.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
We're back here on Giants Training Camp Live. Tomorrow night, the Giants wrap up their preseason in New England against the Patriots. We're joined, as always, by head coach Tom Coughlin. And, Coach, have you broken down in your mind how much you want to get the regulars in there?
Well, the regulars, be that may as it is, some will play very few plays and some will be extended a little bit more.
How difficult a week is this for you as a head coach?
It's not easy ever to tell a young man that his current dream didn't work out, but sometimes it motivates them to work harder, and the next opportunity comes, they make it.
What are some of the objectives that you have for this game against the Patriots that you want your team to show you?
I want to play hard. I want to play with enthusiasm. I want to be a snap ahead. I want special teams to rejuvenate. I want to see some intelligent play on the part of our coverage teams to cover a punt, to realize when you're backed up what you're up against. I want to see us on defense. I want to see us stop the run. I'd like to see us, you know, a little tighter in coverage again. I'd like to see us create some real problems for the other guy on first down, where they made yardage on first down the other night and put us in that kind of never land down and distance-wise. We did some good things the other night. We gave up 15 points. Didn't always feel like we were, you know, playing that well on defense. And in fact, we certainly do have a lot of work to do. But those would be some of the things. And turn the ball over. Steal the ball. Intercept the ball. That's basically how you win in this league. And then offensively, eliminate that. You know, we played the whole preseason without a turnover. So we're in a two-minute drive. We throw an interception. It ends up in the end zone for a touchdown. We didn't run the ball with any consistency. You know, we got knocked back at the edge on occasion. For the quarterbacks, if you're going deep with the ball, throw it out there on a red line, let the receiver go get the ball, make it a big play.
Good stuff, Coach, as always.
Thanks, Bob.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. We'll continue. A whole lot more to come on the program, including Sean O'Hara going one-on-one with Weston Richburg as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG Networks. You know, one of the keys to the Giants offense this year is second-year offensive lineman Weston Richburg. Now he's back at center, his natural position, where he played in college after last year being forced to shift to guard because of injuries. Well, who else better to talk to Weston than our own Sean O'Hara?
Sean O'Hara here. with the starting center for the New York Giants, Weston Richburg. Thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your day to stand up some more and talk some more football. Last year, started 15 games at left guard. Now you're moving back to your more natural position where you played in college, center. What's the biggest difference going from guard to center?
The most obvious difference is the space difference between, you know, the guard and his three technique, and then a center with a shade who's literally right there. You know all about it. I mean, it's all happens a lot quicker. Me now at center, I'm trying to get my hands on the defender as fast as I can to try to kind of keep him from having time to pull a move, do something I don't want him to do.
Yeah, the quick hands is paramount. So since we're on the field, we've got a football, we're going to show you Weston's set of shaded nose. We're going to start off right there. There's a head-up nose and a shaded nose. So this is the toughest position for a center right here. And what Weston was talking about is you've got a shaded nose right on you. And now this guy is taught to attack this shoulder right here. So now as Weston snaps the ball, go ahead and simulate that snap. Now, that challenge right there, tell me about what are you practicing right here and what are you doing with your left hand as you simulate that snap?
When I'm setting a shade, like you said, especially to the snap hand, he's trying, because I'm at a disadvantage because I've got to snap the ball. So he's going to try. Most guys try to swap my snap hand because that's going to be the latest hand. So what I'm trying to do here is right when I snap the ball, it's come straight up with my left hand. So I got something here to control him. And then when the ball comes out, bring that right hand back in so I can kind of have more control instead of just one hand.
Let's go through a challenge that you have as a center now. When you're using a silent count, you've got your head between your legs. Talk us through the problems that you're faced with that.
I mean, if a defense knows that I'm in control of the silent count with my head through my legs, they're going to move.
All right, linebacker's trying to mess with you.
Yeah, linebackers will creep up or they'll drop out. See, if I've got my head under, I know he's here.
Now I move over here.
Now I come up, I've got to know he's over here. And that's where it's important for my guards, when my head's under, to let me know where they're at, because without looking up, and it's all a new deal for me.
I know this is your second year, but I could tell already that you love playing the center position. You love communicating with the other guys. I like the way you play. I like your style, man. Well, thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Well, it's clear the Giants are expecting big things from Weston Richburg. Let's look at our Twitter question of the day. It comes from Eddie Gumbaz. Says, how many offensive linemen will the Giants keep? Roman, it's usually 9 or 10.
Yeah, it's 9 or 10 usually, and you look at the five starters. The guys that are the starters and then those backups. You've got to have hybrid guys, guards that can play center. You got to have guards, tackles that can play guard and vice versa. But you definitely have to have a backup center for sure.
Veteran like Dallas Reynolds, a backup center right now. He's running as the number two center, also plays some guard. He's a very valuable tool to have.
Yeah, because you know he can come in and be the signal caller. You look at what Richburg dealt with, but you got other guys. Hart, you've got Geddes, veteran from the Redskins. So there's a lot of different guys in that mix that can play. Some will be more developmental, but the rest of them could definitely have to come in and play. So you hope there's no injuries, but if you do, you hope you have the right combination of 9 or 10 guys that you keep.
Well, Roman, the offensive line is going to be a big part of the 2015 season. We'll take a closer look when we come back after this.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. And, you know, everybody has an opinion about what the Giants might do during the upcoming season. One such guy is Art Stapleton of the Bergen Record.
You know, going into training camp, I think the idea was it was all going to be on the offensive line. But at this point, I believe it's all on the other side of the ball. I think the main concern for me, of all the concerns defensively, is the inability of this team to put pressure without blitzing on the quarterback. You know, some injuries, you know, Robert Ayers and George Selvey being in and out of the lineup. But ultimately, I think any exposure of the secondary comes from what they can't do up front. I believe in Landon Collins. I think he's going to have a good rookie season. He's going to make mistakes, but it does make a statement about the position when old friend Stevie Brown shows up after being released at his request by the Texans, and he immediately becomes, at least in my mind, number two on the depth chart behind Landon Collins without even having a meeting here with the Giants and the new defense under Steve Spagnuolo. So I think safety will be a concern, but not as much as if they cannot get after the passer without bringing extra bodies. I think it's going to be a long start to the season for the Giants. It's almost that checklist of getting after the passer. Okay, they can't do that yet without blitzing. You worry about safety and stopping the run. This team was gashed last year. They're still trying to find things inside. I do think Jay Bromley, Jonathan Hankins, and Kenrick Ellis are bodies and a presence inside. It still remains to be seen what combination the Giants like to turn to best to stop the run. You know, obviously you want to see the first unit out there with Weston Richburg at center. I think Richburg missing against the Jets certainly hurt against that defensive front. But also, what do they do on the right side? You know, is Jeff Schwartz ready to take hold of that right guard spot and stay there? Or will it be a combination of Schwartz and Jerry and then Newhouse at tackle and then maybe Schwartz at tackle and who knows after that? But I think that's kind of where we're at with the offensive line.
Well, let's build off of what Art said about that offensive line. Roman, the Giants have still not settled on their starting five for opening day against Dallas yet.
Yeah, and it's a work in progress, and you want to find that best combination of five guys. I think they fundamentally may know who they want, but you want to just see it play out maybe one more game, and then they go with the guys from day one and help those guys continue to gel. So you look at this group. You look at this group across the board. There's a lot of competent guys. You've got some young guys there. Obviously, Pugh's gone to guard this year. So that left side's got to be stout. You've got to be physical. You've got to have an attitude. You've got to win your battle at the line of scrimmage and make things easier for that quarterback, that signal caller.
Now, of course, the other thing that has to happen, not only does the offensive line has to gel, but they've got to gel with the running backs. Now, the Giants got a real good stable. We talked about Orleans Darkwa before, but there's Andre Williams, there's Rashad Jennings, there's Shane Vereen as well.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to my conversation with McAdoo when he first got here last year. He wants big power backs. That's going to dictate this offense so that you can suck those safeties, linebackers up, and it opens those plays over the top. You want high productivity out of your backs. Vereen was a great addition. Andre Williams gets better in his second season. And obviously, I think a healthier Rashad Jennings will make it better across the board because he can do both. Power, he can run, he can catch as well out of the backfield.
Now, you know, so often people talk about how you get that running game going, well, then you can open up the passing game, but it also works vice versa. Do you know, during this preseason so far, the Giants have only had four passes of 20 yards or more, and it's tight end Jerome Cunningham with a 28-yard catch, which is their longest passing play of the preseason. Roman, they've got to get that fixed.
Yeah, and you know, and the numbers don't give you that compelling stat about how much deep balls they go, but if you can throw the ball to the receivers in space, let them go make the plays. I mean, that's the fundamental nature of this, you know, West Coast system or this McAdoo system that he's brought here. And now in his second year, I think we'll see more of that. Now, everyone wants to see those deep balls, those nine routes, those deep posts, but it's run, 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 dink, dink, dunk, big play, big play, big play. I mean, that's how this offense is supposed to work, and I think that's what will continue to happen as we get the full-time guys in there playing an entire game and not 20 plays, 30 snaps, or half of a game.
Now, we just got to look at some of the receivers making plays. Don't forget Larry Donnell, who caught over 60 balls last year, and he is a vertical threat as well.
Yeah, tight end production is integral in this offense, any offense across the league now. You want to be able to find your mismatches. Can your outside linebacker or can your safety defend the tight end, while that running game is going, and then that opens up more one-on-one matchups for number 13 and number 80 on the outside or whoever else is in that receiver combination.
Okay, Roman, let's flip it to the other side, to the defense. defense. You got to get pressure on the quarterback. We know the Giants have who they have. And through the preseason, some of these pressure numbers, 6 sacks, one interception, and 1 fumble recovery in terms of the turnovers. These numbers have to get better also.
Yeah, those numbers have to get better. We talk about what offensive line has to do from an offensive standpoint. Defensively, you've got to be able to do as much as you can with 4 guys. I mean, you look at some of the big plays that you had in the preseason. You look at the interior, Hankins, Abrami, those guys are getting better. You look at some guys on the outside that are improving. So you've seen some pressure on the quarterbacks. Again, the interior is solid, but you want to make sure you can put that pressure. And here comes the interceptions. Here comes the forced throws. Here comes the mistakes that you're making another quarterback do, because you can now get to guys with 4 people. And that's very important. Whether that's Bromley on the inside, you got Demontre Moore getting better. Kerry Wynn is a backup. He's going to have to play more. There is an absence, obviously, of the premier pass rush, you know, with JBP being out. But it's got to be almost sack or production by committee and not just coming from one guy getting 15 sacks, so to speak.
Now, you know, it's not just because I have a lineman sitting here next to me, but everybody knows the bottom line is you have to win in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And the Giants last year were 30th in the NFL in rushing, actually 23rd at 100 a game, and 30th in defensive rushing defense, 135 yards per game. The Giants know they need to be better.
Yeah, and you go back to last year, a lot of big plays were had sideline. Numbers to the sidelines, a lot of quarterback scrambling. I mean, there's a lot of real estate on the side, so that's got to be fixed. I know that's one of Coach Spagnuolo's priorities this year. Secure the sideline to sideline. Make sure no big plays. Obviously, you want to eliminate all the big plays. But, again, going against Dallas, that offensive line is going to be a big challenge for Big Blue, and it's on the road, so they've got to step up.
Want to get off to a good start. Hey, folks, tomorrow night it's the Giants and New England Patriots in Foxborough. It's the preseason finale. And then coming up the following week, it's opening day against the Dallas Cowboys in the Big D. For now, this has been the final edition of Giants Training Camp Live. We'll see you again next summer. Thanks for joining us.
NFL Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.